Cool. Well, this is JJ and Josh from WXLV, and we are backstage at the Sands Casino in Bethlehem with John and Sean from Taking Back Sunday. All right. So, you guys are on a co-headlining tour with The Used. Tonight Alive and Sleepwave are on board joining, and you're about 80% of the way through the whole tour, if I recall.
That's so, right. Yeah, sounds good.
Awesome. Has it been everything you hoped it would be?
Yeah, I think so.
And so much
more. Yeah, and more, and more.
Yeah. We didn't know the Tonight Alive guys before going in this. They're super sweet people, and we're a great band, too. And Sleepwave are our old friends, too, so we're happy to be with them as well. And, all the shows have basically been sold out, and, the crowds have been great. Yeah, all of them.
All but one.
Yeah.
All but one. We broke our streak the other night.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can't really complain about being only one show not sold out. So, yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah. So, kind of took a peek at some of the set list from some of the other shows, and it seemed like you guys are digging into the back catalog a little bit. Can we expect that tonight, pretty much?
Yeah. Once we get something going, we like to stick to kind of what we know so it flows well and we don't go over time because, like, we don't want to bore the audience with too much music because The Used is playing an hour, we're doing an hour, and the other bands are playing a half hour each. So it's a whole lot for ears to take. So, we've got a good flow going. And it's been a lot of fun. We like to give everyone something from a little bit from all the records in our catalog, basically. So we kind of know, but at this point, what people like to hear.
We've got our earplugs, so throw whatever you want at us.
Awesome.
All right. So that brings us to your new album, Happiness Is, in stores now. So whereas with a self-titled album, supposedly you only had a few months to write and record everything. That was a little faster paced. Now with this, it was a little more leisurely paced with the conception. Did that make things easier, or did that present its own challenges?
Well, I think this was definitely better to be writing over the course of a couple of years and have these breaks between writing sessions. I guess the thing was with the self-titled album is it wasn't so much that we didn't have a lot of time, because I think it was more than a few months, but it was kind of all at once in, you know, this big long block of writing and demoing and everything. And with this, it was, like I said, you get to take these little breaks in between. You go on the road for a little while, go back, right? And I think that made things easier for us.
I'm correct in saying that Flicker Fade was the first song written for this record?
Well, it was the first song that... I guess I'm just forgetting we have to do this. It was the first song that really came together and we all knew, like, okay, this song is really solid and we're all psyched about it and felt like we had a direction with that one. And
did that set the tone for the rest of the album?
To some extent. I think it just kind of gave us some confidence and excitement to keep going, you know. We didn't write too many songs before that, but I just remember there was a couple of things and it was kind of like, yeah, well, you know, this is all right. So we clicked on that. It felt like we were onto something, so it definitely, you know, encouraged us and made us excited to keep going with the whole process.
So you guys were free agents as you were recording this. Was that a different experience as you were doing this? Was the pressure on? Was the pressure off? What was that like for you guys?
Personally, I felt like there was no pressure. It was just the pressure we put on ourselves to write the best songs, and it was really nice. I mean, we knew. Whatever label we were going to be with, we wanted them to like what we did on our own because we were really going to take this thing our own way at this point in our careers. We knew exactly what we wanted to do, and we're like, if when we take these demos around, if no one's completely excited about them, we don't want to be in business with them. And so I think that was really freeing, too, to know we have this direction and this is where we're going. And then Hopeless was so excited about it that it was a no-brainer right from the start when we first started talking to them. There was no label even close that could compare to Hopeless.
That answers my next question, so awesome. So while you were making the album, in a rare move, relatively rare, you guys worked with two different producers, Mark Hudson and Mike Sapone. Where did the decision to split the sessions up come from, and what did each producer bring to the process?
Well, the decision came because we had been writing and demoing at different times with each different guy. And then by the end of it, we had, you know, like five songs or so with Sapone, and then like eight or nine or something like that with Mark Hudson. And we were really happy with the demos that we had done with them. And we had been trying to figure out who was going to produce it, and we weren't really sure which way to go. And then it just was like, well, yeah, it makes sense to just stick with the guys who did good work on the demos. And I don't know, as far as what they brought to it, I think Mark Hudson is a little more like detail oriented, like a little more meticulous, and Sapone is a little more like big picture and about like, kind of just the feel of it, and I think that made for a good balance, you know.
Now, there were a few songs cut when you were deciding on the final sequence. How I Met Your Mother has been out on the internet and on YouTube, other mediums, I suppose. Do you think the rest will ever see the light of day?
I forget which songs are left. I think there's a chance. You know, if there was something that had come about, of some exciting way to put out those songs. We like them, but there just wasn't a good way to fit them on the record. Like, How I Met Your Mother is one of my favorite songs that we've written. And it just, we didn't think, when we were sequencing the record, it just kind of stuck out a bit like a sore thumb and didn't really flow. But we, you know, like I said, we really liked the song. And so the other ones were good, too, but they just also couldn't make the cut. But I'd be happy to release them in some form for some kind of special thing.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if they don't come out somewhere sometime. We just don't know where that'll be and when.
So I'm curious. When I pre-ordered the vinyl, I saw the album artwork, and I was like, "Whoa, that looks really different for them." And I really liked it. You know, the whole thing looks awesome. It's very vintage looking. But what was the idea behind doing that album cover?
Well, for the past couple of years, we've been using the Panther in a lot of our merch and our backdrop, and it kind of became like this unofficial symbol for the band. And so when it was time to make this record, that was one thing we could all agree on, is that it should be Panther based. And and then we got a ton of different things. And when we saw that one, that was, I think we all pretty immediately agreed that it felt right.
And I think we liked the way it was looking, because we knew we wanted to do a digipack. We knew we wanted to have the vinyl, and Hopeless was really open to that. Warner was a nightmare talking to those guys about anything like that. So it was just awesome to and it made us excited about the artwork and have it have that kind of vintage feel.
So we were under the impression that Adam would be here, but he's not. So I don't know that you guys can answer this, but I'm gonna see what you guys have. I'm a family therapist by day, radio host at night, and Beat Up Car really strikes me with the line of work. I mean, at least the way I'm interpreting it. What is that song? Where does that come from? Do you know anything on it?
Well, I don't know like a lot of specifics about it, but I think we always like people going with their own interpretation of a song, and I think we usually don't want to make a song like, well, no, you're wrong, this is what it's about, you know, your interpretation is wrong. Like, we don't like that. But I think for him it was a personal experience with friends kind of in a small town, and people that are sort of trapped in a lifestyle and in a place that's not good for them, and wanting to help them out of there.
So we were talking a little bit about Record Store Day. It is Record Store Day today, and I know you guys participated up in Wilkes-Barre, signing at one of the stores. So on the topic of records, I've been collecting, you know, your records since the first album. The last record, the self-titled record, that wasn't pressed on vinyl, am I correct?
You are correct.
What, will that ever see the light of day on vinyl, or is that there, you know, hold ups with that?
Label battles.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we have our way, we wanted the vinyl to come out since day one, and Warner was just like, no, it's too expensive, and it's not, you know, no one's going to buy it, and this and that. And we were kind of bummed about that. So one day, we may make something happen.
Yeah, I don't know if we've really looked into it yet. I think there's a possibility. I think the only way it would happen is if we went to them and asked them if we can do it on our own, and, you know, they would just let us, because, you know, we're not going to do it through them. But I think that's a possibility. You never know.
You put out two music videos off the album, Flicker Fade and Stood a Chance. Any more down the line?
Nothing's planned yet, but I would really like to. I think that'd be fun. I think, you know, there's a lot of songs that I'd like people to see in a video form. You know, a lot of songs on the record that kind of move me in a certain way, and I think a visual representation would be really fun to do. I don't know. How do you feel, John?
There's been some talk, but yeah, you never know what's going to happen. But I think we'd like to release another single and video in the near future. It seems like Better Homes and Gardens, like, people are really responding to. That one is, it's pretty much like a story, so I think there could be a lot of things you could do with a music video for that. I really think any of the songs on the album would lend themselves to something
cool. It takes
cool,
more
visual.
We Were Younger Then. Like, there's a lot of stuff that comes into my head when I hear those songs, so. Again, you never know.
You never know.
All right, so what else do you have planned for the rest of the year that you can talk about?
What do we have coming up?
We're going to Groesrock. It's a festival in Belgium shortly after this tour is over. And then we have a few festival-type shows around the U.S.
Yeah, we got the Weenie Roast in Cleveland.
Yes.
Or it's a chili cook-off or a rib cook-off. What is it? Rib tickler, funny bone, good times.
Mm-hmm. It's all that.
Yeah.
We got that. And then there's the Long Island thing. I think we announced that, right?
That's out there. That's out there for sure. We're playing in Montreal. We're playing the Great South Bay Music Fest. Okay. That's the one on Long Island in July, sometime like mid-July, I think.
Yeah.
And yeah, so a lot more. I think there might be a German festival or something, so we just kind
of
get on the plane and go.
Festivals. I think in the end of the summer they're gonna do a lot of stuff overseas and in different places, like probably a proper tour in Europe and possibly Australia.
Yeah, and then
we'll
towards the end of the year, fall and into winter, there's gonna be a whole lot more touring all around the world too, so we're excited.
Now, is there also a DVD in the works about playing at the Starland Ballroom? Is that, maybe that was the previous year?
I mean, we released a DVD that was a live performance from the Starland. Is that?
Reopening? Okay, yeah. So it's already out there.
Yeah, it was the Tell All Your Friends anniversary show. We filmed and released a DVD, and I think that came out about a year ago or something like that. Or in the winter. Came out right before Christmas.
Ago.
We wanted it in time for Christmas. That's what I remember. So, yeah, that's that.
So I've got one more question, and then JJ's got one more question. So I do the new music show, so I've been playing the album a lot on my show. I love it. It's actually growing on me a lot. I think it's one of those albums that the more you listen to it, the more you like it. So since I host a new music show, I always ask bands that we talk to any new music that's come out recently that you would direct listeners to check out, or bands you guys have played with, or anything new stuff.
St. Vincent just put out a new album that I like a lot. You guys familiar with it? Yeah. I've been listening to that a lot. That's been my main new music on this tour.
The Messengers have a new record coming out, and their song, I Don't Want to Be an Asshole Anymore, is like one of the best songs I've ever heard. It just, I get so thrilled every time I hear that song, so I'm excited for their record.
Showing a lot of good taste here. All right, so that brings me to how I end interviews. If you're stranded on a desert island, one album rest of your life, what is it?
Oof, man. That's a tough one.
I think I'd go Abbey Road.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's deep enough for to keep me going for a while.
I haven't had that one yet.
Wow.
A lot of White Album.
You know, I think I would have to go with the Beatles album, too. But then even choosing which one.
Yeah.
I might go with the White Album, even though it's not my favorite Beatles album. Because there's so much different stuff going on with it. And I feel like when I was, like, losing my mind being on the desert island by myself, I'd probably really start to relate to, like, Number 9 Dream. So, yeah, I'd be like, I would understand what it means and how exactly what John Lennon was thinking when he put that together. So I'll go with that one, the White Album.
Good luck with that.
That's good. That's a classic choice. All right, well, that's it as far as the questions. Thank you for all that.
Thanks for having us.
Sure, sure. And if we could get some radio spots,
sure.
Whoever wants to do it, those are the elements.